Being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow The PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all Dew.
Stop by Quality Mart for a refreshingly good deal on Mountain Dew. Get two 20-ounce Mountain Dews for only $3.50. Do the Dew at Quality Mart.
Just trust me, it all makes sense. It really does. We got here honestly. It wasn't as though we manufactured some show topic and it came out of the blue. Now, we're reacting to what everyone is reacting to on this Friday morning. None other than Victor Wembanyama and his encounter with Britney Spears. And Britney Spears filing a police report over Wembanyama's security backhanding her in the face. Now, she says she simply tapped him on the shoulder. I'm calling BS on that because she's 5'4 and he's 7'4, and you wouldn't naturally reach up that high to tap someone on the shoulder if you're 5'4. He says he got grabbed. I'm not joking. I'm looking up. I have a news network on in my studio, as I typically do in the mornings, and it's the top story. At 5 o'clock Eastern time, 2 o'clock Pacific time, it is literally the top story on this news network. And every time I look at the other TV, which is a sports network, it's there too. It's crazy, but it's dominating both news and sports. This is why what happens in Vegas should stay in Vegas. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That and Twitter versus Threads. We opted to go with the pop culture phenomenon that used to be Britney Spears and the brand new NBA phenomenon that is Victor Wembanyama. Again, if you hadn't heard this, Britney apparently is a fan of Wemby's and wanted to get a photo with him. She was behind him in a line to get into a restaurant, and tried to get around his security team and get his attention for a photo. The security team told him to keep walking because there was a bit of a crowd anyway, and they didn't want him to create a log jam. And while she reached up to get his attention, she says she tapped him on the shoulder. The security team stepped in. He never turned around. The team stepped in, and she said she got hit in the face. And so has filed a police report, put it on her Instagram account, which I'm certain has more followers than Wemby's does, and has put it on her Instagram account that no one apologized, not the player, not the security team. Apparently, her security team spoke to his security team. No charges have been filed. Not sure what she's after by filing a police report, but maybe she just wants it on record. She's called it super embarrassing on her Instagram. And so from there, we went to talking about the cross-section of pop culture and sports, which is one of the reasons I keep up with pop culture, because they do intersect on a fairly regular basis. And then I had to share with you that Michael Rubin has been asked by the NBA Players Association to host a party in Vegas for people who are hanging out for Summer League, which includes Joel Embiid. It includes some musicians like Lil Baby, Mill Meek. Oh, no, Meek Mill, I'm sorry. I'm so not cool. You can totally make fun of me. It's absolutely okay. Meek Mill. And from there then, we started talking about the previous Michael Rubin party, which has generated some kind of rumors. Did you hear?
I have no knowledge of anything.
I don't know things. Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian. rumors are flying.
What?
Maybe my favorite Saturday Night Live skit of all time. Yeah, rumors flying. They were spending some one-on-one time in the Hamptons at Michael Rubin's previous party. So then we needed to know, would they be attending this party in Vegas? Brady's not hanging out with teenagers. But one of their friends has to throw a party so they can hang out at the same place again. That's how it goes.
That's how it has to happen.
Yes. They both have many famous friends. What's the next holiday or occasion? Somebody's got a birthday. Throw a party and invite us both. That's how it goes, so that you can hang out in the same place, but
you can
defend the fact that you were in the same place.
They got to quote-unquote stumble into each other.
It is a trick as old as time. I used it when I was younger. Did you use it when you were younger?
I have used it.
Ask your friends to throw a party and invite the guy or the girl that you're interested in. Oh, yeah. Tale as old as time.
It's foolproof.
We're on to you, Brady. And so from there, we started talking about the Kardashians and why they're famous. And Jay thinks it's because of their dad. Caitlyn Jenner now, Bruce Jenner before. I don't know. I feel like they're famous now because of their reality show and because we're part of their train wreck lives.
I think that's what got them to that point, to give them that. You know, they've definitely taken whatever they've gotten the chance and run with it, for sure.
Yes.
But yeah.
Have you noticed so far on our social, no one has answered the question with keeping up with the Kardashians?
No.
No one.
Not yet.
I feel like people might be even more embarrassed to admit it, but it might become a huge show, even bigger than what it was when Chris Humphries was on it or Kanye West was on it. If Tom Brady gets hooked up with Kim Kardashian.
Oh my gosh.
That show is going to see numbers like it's never seen before.
Would you check it out?
Oh, I absolutely would.
If
Brady was in the middle of the Kardashian clan, oh, for heaven's sakes,
Tom Brady,
yes.
Yeah, like at a Kardashian family dinner. How could you not watch? You'd have to tune in. It's.
Wait, could you imagine? I forgot. See, I'm kind of fringy with this stuff. It's one of the Jenner daughters, Kendall or the other, Kaylee or Kendall Jenner, whatever their names are. Don't get mad at me if I don't get it all right. Married, is it Travis Shaw or Travis somebody?
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. Yeah. Thank you. See, I'm so close.
He's married to Kylie.
Kylie, Jenner. Thank you. I said Kaylee. I meant Kylie. See what I mean? I'm fringy. I'm not cool, but I kind of pay attention. Anyway, they've got all kinds of celebs in their family, different celebrities in and out of the family, but by far, Tom Brady would trump any other male celeb in that family that's been in that family now or at any other point. Kim Kardashian would be upgrading if she went from Kanye West, the man previously known as Kanye West, to Tom Brady.
I would think so.
Oh, yeah. We'd all watch. It'd be better than Hard Knocks. Screw Hard Knocks. This would be way better.
Not even close. I think I would DVR it. Like it's like appointment television.
I don't even know what network the Kardashians are on. I have no idea,
I
would have to find it. It would be like March Madness where you figure out where True TV is on your guide because you don't know, but you need it. Yes, that would be happening.
Would you buy a subscription service?
To watch it? No, I'd pilfer it. I would steal it somewhere. Yeah. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're not as cool as all of these other folks. But the reason we're asking you about your guilty pleasure TV show, and we're referring to reality TV, though I don't think we put it that way on social. So some guy responds with, my guilty pleasure TV show is Friends. Now, that wasn't a guilty pleasure. That was a cultural phenomenon, but okay. Anyway, we're asking you about your guilty pleasure TV show, the one that you're embarrassed to admit that you watched. No one's yet said Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but I'm telling you, we're all going to admit it if Tom Brady shows up. I love The Newlyweds. Fine, I know. It's a Facepalm Friday. Where's my Facepalm Friday? We got Voice God talking about Facepalm Friday. Yep, I just did it for you. It's loud, but I'm just going to out myself. The Newlyweds with Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. I watch it all the time. I binged it. It was my first experience binge watching anything. I couldn't get enough. And I laughed like a hyena at those two. And furthermore, I was crushed when they got divorced. I really was. Made me sad.
It's like they were a part of your life.
Oh, yes. So part of my life. So that's my guilty pleasure TV reality show. We're asking you. And no one. Well, okay. That's overstating. That's a little bit of hyperbole. We didn't get a whole lot of response when we were talking about baseball. It's fine. There's a long way to go in the baseball season. Not a lot of response when we first brought up Wemby and Brittany. No, they're not a celebrity couple. Talked about the Celtics and their free agency strategy. A little bit about Damian Lillard. No. You want to know what's blown up our social media? Your guilty pleasure TV shows. That is where we are on this Friday morning. It's some summertime. I've seen Laguna Beach. I've seen The Young and the Restless for 40 years, so clearly a bit of an older crowd. Did you ever watch a soap?
No.
Okay.
General Hospital.
When I was in college, I got into All My Children for a while. And then
I've heard of that.
I had to break that. It was a habit that died hard, but it's so stupid. You go an entire week and two stars would be in the same room having the same conversation the entire week because it was on every single day. And so the producers had to stretch out the storylines. So yeah, 1 week and a couple would be in the same room having the same conversation for a week. It's so ridiculous now that I look back, but I did get into it for a little bit, a very short time. It was
could be a stupid
college.
Question, but those aren't live, right?
No, they're not live. Yeah. They're taped. And I think probably all taped in the span of a month. And then they stretch it out for an entire year. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, because we're still on Twitter. We're not on Threads. See, this is better than having the debate about Twitter versus Threads, right? We'll let you all do that. The last I knew, though, see, I'm looking up. There they are again. Brittany and Victy. Victy. No, let's see. What can we call them?
Brittany Yama.
Brittany Yama. She was backhanded in the face. That's something that happens on guilty pleasure TV shows like The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Jerry Springer.
Recipes. We just got this tweet from CG. Just finished watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians with my girlfriend. Now, answer this, CG. If Tom Brady's on it, are you all in? And you'll actually admit it. You're all in. I'll admit it. I've never watched one episode of that show, but I will watch it if Tom Brady's on it. So what's your guilty pleasure TV show on this Friday morning? It's some summertime. We know there's baseball out there. We'll get to it. Fine. We'll talk about sports. Fine. But you all are blowing up our social media now. And I have to keep talking because my stomach is growling so loudly that if I don't keep talking, you will hear my stomach. Ashley on Facebook, millionaire matchmaker. James says Survivor. Okay. Guilty pleasure. Would you call Survivor a guilty pleasure? I would think not, considering that they're into season 42 or something like
yeah,
that
I'd
now.
Say it has enough followers.
Yeah. Dustin says Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, that's one.
Randy goes with Simple Life. It did make me feel better. Sheila, Breaking Amish.
I've never seen that, but
there's
I've heard.
There's reality shows about everything. Dana says The New Love Boat. Kim, Naked and Afraid. Kathleen, the OG Real Housewives of Orange County. Michael has a facepalm emoji with Dance Moms. I've heard that one was vicious.
Dance Moms.
Dance Moms. It's about the moms. If I remember correctly, I didn't watch it, but it's about the moms of young girls or boys danced and how nasty they were each other and how competitive it was. Dance Moms.
I would hate that show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd probably hate Newlyweds too, but there I was watching it.
I don't know. I might like that one.
She was a hoot. She was so blonde. And I say that as someone who is blonde. Let's see. Ben goes with the Osbournes.
Love the Osbournes.
Did you?
I love the Osbournes.
Oh, my goodness. Some of you have said Married at First Sight, which my nieces got me watching during the pandemic. Dang it. Also, what was the other one? Oh, 90 Day Fiancé is another one of those stupid matchmaker shows that you get sucked down. What's the Flavor of Love?
I think that was the one with Flavor Flav when he has like 25 women. It's kind of like The Bachelor. He's The Bachelor, but
okay.
Yeah. He did like the 4 seasons of it.
Got it. So David is among those who's saying Flavor of Love. Derek also says Flavor of Love. Raymond goes with, he's in Miami, Below Deck. Can't get enough.
Oh my gosh. My sister watches that show religiously.
Does she? Why?
Every time she's like.
What's it about?
It's just, they charter boats. It's like a crew. And they go in like the Caribbean or wherever the hell they are. And they have, like someone rents out the boat. Johnny Damon was on an episode, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so Johnny Damon had, like, a crew of people, and they rented out this massive yacht, this charter boat, and the crew just, you know, cooks for them, cleans for them, like, takes care of them, and that's the show.
That's the show?
It's Below Deck. It's just about the people who take care of the guests, and they're always, like, fighting, like, oh, the guests need more cucumber, or, like, the guests
are running out of water. That's what they're fighting over?
It's literally it, and it's, yeah. The chicken, it's burning, and it's, like, the most riveting stuff, apparently.
Okay. Well, that's one new one I've not heard of before. Aaron says Laguna Beach. I actually named my son after Talon from it. Oh, dear. Lisa, Little People, Big World. Binge watch the first 5 seasons.
Wow. I remember that one, too.
Well, there's far more reality TV out there than we give it credit for.
No one has said Dr. Pimple Popper yet.
Oh, so gross. Stop it. No, that's disgusting. My sister-in-law watched it on vacation a couple years ago, and I couldn't even go in the same room. I refuse. One of my real good friends in Oklahoma watches it, too. So gross. Let's see. Christopher on Twitter says, Pretty Little Liars, and then with a shrug emoji. Franchise, Coach Franchise, The Real Housewives of the Potomac. Let's see, another one, Singled Out on MTV. Remember this one? Spencer, Guilty Pleasure, Married at First Sight. All right. Well, at least we're not alone. What's yours again, Jay?
The Simple Life and The OC are 2 of mine.
The Simple Life and The OC. I'm a newlyweds, and I do not consider Beverly Hills 90210 to be reality TV. That was one of my favorites, too, but not reality TV. TMZ has photos, by the way, of Britney Spears and Victor Wembanyama a foot apart right before the incident happened. Dun, dun, dun. You know that TMZ uses all that crazy dramatic music, and they have photos of the two of them walking in the same hallway right before Britney Spears at 5'4 says she reached her arm up to tap Victor Wembanyama on the shoulder before she got backhanded in the face and her glasses fell off.
I'm seeing a new detail come out of this from 3 hours ago. I'm on the TMZ Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Britney Spears' eyewitness to slap says she screamed, quote, "This is bleeping America." And that's the headline, after the slap.
To the French basketball player she wanted a photo with, she screamed, "This is bleeping America."
Apparently, according to an eyewitness.
Okay, that's, but TMZ. That's on TMZ.
Yep.
Although TMZ very often does have accurate reporting. That's because they pay for stuff.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But that was 3 hours ago. That's a new wrinkle coming out of this.
Just here's a question. Would you file a police report if you got backhanded by a security detail of a famous person?
I would never just approach a famous person like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
So,
are you kidding?
Yeah, that's what you're asking
for. You never know what might happen. You could get tackled.
That's their
job. Or somebody could pull a weapon out.
Think about, what was it? The golf tournament, what, 2-3 weeks ago? I forgot who the winner was, and his friend went to go celebrate with him on the 18th.
Adam Hadwin?
Right, and he went to go celebrate with him. And the
security was that Keegan guard. Bradley when he wanted the Travelers?
Exactly. Yeah. He tackled him, and that's just for you. You know he's a PGA golfer.
Yeah. No, actually, I take it back. It was in Canada. It was the RBC Canadian Open, remember, because they were Canadian. So whoever, it wasn't Keegan Bradley. Mm-hmm. He wanted the Travelers. Whoever won was Canadian, right? Remember, he was so emotional because no Canadians had won there.
Right.
And then Adam Hadwin is setting off like a champagne shower, mm-hmm. and he gets tackled by security.
Yeah, because they don't know who he is, and he's not supposed to, you can't, it's, yeah.
So you would never approach, I wouldn't either, I wouldn't approach a celeb, but I also wouldn't probably file a police report if I got backhanded by, nor would I scream, "This is America," or whatever.
Allegedly
scream that. Okay, well, if you have a guilty pleasure TV show that you watch, reality TV is kind of where we're going here. It definitely has to do with sports and the fact that Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian may or may not be into a budding relationship. It's blooming. Got to get their friends to have another party where they can hang out. Could you imagine Just for a second. Just consider it for 10 seconds. 10 seconds, all of you out there, wherever you are, just stop for 10 seconds. I know you're getting ready for work. You're planning your weekend at the shore. It's summer. There's a lot going on. Just for 10 seconds. Blank out everything else and think about Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian coming together. I'm going to say it was the alcohol. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
One ball, one strike. He set at the belt. The pitch to Schwarber. Swing at a ground ball through the right side. A base hit. Coming around third, Sosa, he's going to score. Stubbs will stop at second, and Kyle Schwarber with a base hit to right has put the Phillies on top, 2-1. Big Phillies chant erupting now. The 1-0, swung on, line to right, base hit. Stubbs coming around third, they're going to wave him home. It's an RBI single for Turner, and the Phillies now lead 3-1.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Tampa Bay Rays can't get to the All-Star break fast enough. A sweep at the hands of the Phillies, who've now won 22 of 29, and I would say watch out for them, except with the pace the Braves are setting in the NL East, Phillies are still so far behind. If I think I looked last night, and they were, 11 games back? 11 games back in the NL East, despite the fact that they've won 22 of their last 29 games. What does that say about the Braves and what they're doing atop that division? Same thing for the New York Mets. They've won 5 in a row. They're playing some of their best baseball in, easily a month and a half. And they are still 17 and a half games back of the Braves. Even the Marlins, who have also been on a torrid pace lately, they can't seem to catch up with the Braves. But Phillies are playing more indicative of the team we saw last year that came from the ashes and went all the way to the World Series. 12 straight road wins for the Phillies now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I still think the story of the first half is the Reds. Right now, as much as I love what the Marlins are doing, and I think it's a big surprise, also do think the Twins on top of the AL Central is a nice surprise, too. And, of course, the Rays, who have been one of the best teams in baseball since they started going back in March. To me, the Reds being 10 games above 500 and on some kind of an incredible rise right now because of Ellie De La Cruz, in large part. Do you know he got called up. He got called up to the bigs a month ago. And do you know what they've done since then? They've won 20 of 24. And they've got all kinds of guys who are pitching in. I do love the fact that Joey Votto and Ellie are BFFs. A 39-year-old, or I guess he's 40 now, a 40-year-old and a 21-year-old, they're BFFs. But Ellie was called up. The team started playing like nobody's business. He's a spark plug. He's a catalyst. He brings a lot of energy. He really does have this energy that's contagious, even for Joey Votto, who's talked about it. And every night now, it feels like with the Reds, it's a different guy who steps up, like Nick Senzel on Thursday.
Here's C.J. Abrams with a runner at second, one out, and Abrams lifts a fly ball to right field, moving back on it. Senzel on the warning track. He leaps and makes the catch, leaping into the wall. What a play by Senzel.
That was a game saver.
Turned around, contorting his body, leaped up, made the catch, and kept the runner at second.
And he hits this ball high and deep and way back there and gone. Nick Senzel is the hero of the day. How about that? Oh, my goodness. Make a great play, lead off the next inning with a bomb. 5-3 Reds, and I mean that dugout is exploding on the third base side. Woo!
I think I'm just looking for a fastball, kind of middle, and I know he throws hard. I just try to be short to it and quick, and let his velocity kind of take over, and that's kind of what I did.
Nick Senzel, next man up for the Cincinnati Reds. And you can hear the calls there on the Reds radio network. So, yeah, two hottest teams in baseball right now, along with the Braves, who were idle last night. It's got to be the Phillies and the Reds. So, yeah, we can poke fun at the NL Central, but the Reds are actually leading it and are 10 games above 500. Coming up, an injury to an MVP candidate that we need to get to. The break can't come fast enough because these teams that we've talked about these last couple of days that are kind of backpedaling or dealing with injuries. We know the Angels are hanging on by a thread as well. So pretty soon, the break. They go into the weekend and that's it. And then they're on their All-Star break for most of next week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook as well as on Twitter, After Hours CBS. And it makes sense. We explained it at the top of the hour. We've gone down this reality TV show rabbit hole in honor of, well, kind of Britney Spears and then kind of Kim Kardashian and then in honor of Tom Brady and the fact that they may be having a budding relationship. We can neither confirm nor deny. Anyway, we've admitted to our guilty pleasures when it comes to TV shows, mostly reality shows. I'll just admit it. I was a shill for The Newlyweds. I absolutely loved it. And some of you are reminding me of shows that I've forgotten all about. Love After Lockup. Ew, that just sounds terrible.
I never heard of that one.
Dukes of Hazzard was not a reality show. Josh says Outdaughtered. Elliot goes with My 600-Pound Life. Let's see. Randy goes with Rock of Love.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. Pam goes with Judge Judy. Would you call that? I guess it is technically reality TV.
I would. I don't know if that's a guilty Judge pleasure Judy. Show, though.
Yeah.
I guess. All right.
Sports related. Marcellus says Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders making the team. Oh, I can imagine that was vicious at times. Michael admits to keeping up with the Kardashians. Therese also goes with My 600-Pound Life. And then Bob says Big Brother, which has become more mainstream now. It's survived, so it's become more mainstream. On Twitter, Henry says Hoarders. Jay, no. Absolutely no. I cannot watch that show. It freaks me out.
It does. I had a Hoarders phase, though. Not a long one, not a big one, but yeah, I had. There was a time in my life, maybe like a month or two, where I watched that show. Hmm. It's gross, honestly, that show.
Is it grosser than Pimple Popper? Because that's pretty damn gross.
It's a different gross, but it still makes
me want to throw up. One of those shows makes me want to throw up.
Pimple Popper is disgusting. Ugh. Like, just straight up. Like, Hoarders is, like, just makes me, like, uncomfortable. I don't know.
It's funny because, well, funny, not funny, haha. It's interesting, though, because after that show became popular, do you know how many people would say, oh, I know a hoarder, or that person's a hoarder, or, yeah, it became the thing. Everyone had to know a hoarder and had to admit that, oh, that family next to me is Hoarders.
That just made me think of one. Remember Extreme Couponing?
Yes.
That was a similar one. It might still be on. People go to the store and they spend like $500
on stuff they don't need, but then just because they have coupons.
And then they end up like the store pays them like $1.50 at the end. It's insane. And then like they have one transaction that goes wrong and it's like they have a meltdown. It's crazy.
Remember when hoarders would lose people and pets in their homes?
Yeah.
That's scary. It's a health hazard.
It's horrible.
It is horrible.
That's why I'm saying it's like gross in like a different way. It's just like, it's like unsettling.
It's unhealthy.
Yeah.
But also can be an addiction, like we're talking about with our guilty pleasure TV shows. Prince on Twitter goes with Fatal Attraction, TV's Fatal Attraction. SpongeBob is not a guilty pleasure. Aaron wants us to include SpongeBob. That's not a guilty pleasure. Let's see, another tweet from Johnny. Cheaters, if you remember that show. Remember Swingers? That was another one that people started watching for a while. Chris says there was a show with a girl that had two heads, and they would argue with each other.
Ew.
Yeah.
No
well,
way.
Conjoined twins.
They would argue with each other? That was the show?
Well, they were
the debate show, but with the same person.
Two people. They just were sharing a body. They were conjoined twins, but they were two different people.
There's got to be more than they argued with each other. I mean,
yes,
come on.
I'm sure the show is more about them arguing with each other. Oh my gosh. All of this, and on top of it, twice we've played Britney Spears music here on the show. We've never done that before in After Hours. We're breaking new ground. I hope this is the show that you would call the guilty pleasure that you can't get enough of. I want to be that cool. I want to be trendy. No, I really don't. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Swing and a miss by Corbin. Uh-oh, shoulder again. And he grabbed it in some pain, his right shoulder. And he's in some kind of pain.
That one froze him.
Yeah. And he is talking to the trainer. They'll bring him out. But as soon as he swung the bat there, dropped the bat, walked behind the plate, and he's holding that right arm as he heads to the dugout. Thank goodness.
Yeah, that is just not a good sign there. Fooled on the pitch. And with the follow-through, you can certainly see where that really got his right arm. He grabbed it immediately.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You want to talk about scary and tense for the Diamondbacks. It's bad enough they just got swept by the Mets and have lost, what is it, four in a row? But their rookie all-star, Corbin Carroll, goes down with a right arm injury, and that's what it's being classified as right now. But the reason it matters, not only because of how important he is to their status and their future, but because he's had shoulder issues before. He's missed time because of shoulder pain already this season, and he had surgery on the same shoulder a couple of years ago. So you can understand the concern in the voices on the Diamondbacks radio network. Now, he did come back and sit in the dugout, though he left the game and was unable to continue. And Torrey Lovello, after the game, was trying to offer an update and trying to stay positive.
He has some right shoulder discomfort. There's no mystery to it. And, you know, things checked out a little bit more positive than I was expecting based on what I saw. We all saw the same thing. I just was this far from it. You guys probably saw it on a TV screen. And, you know, it didn't look good. So for the last three or four innings, that's all I was thinking about was, like, how's Corbin? How's he emotionally? How's he physically? So I just got in here, and, I mean, we got some encouraging news. I'm not going to lie. The stability in his shoulder checked out. And, you know, there's different parts of the arm that work differently than any of us know, and it's well above my pay grade. It's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, a little bit scary, though, if you think about it. So close to the All-Star break, too, which would be even worse, and he's been struggling with it, but was able to sit in the dugout again. You're talking about one of the bright young stars of this season who's batting just under .300, already has 18 home runs, nearly 50 RBI, and this is with missing some time because of that shoulder. That would stink if he ended up having it turn into an issue or another injury for him after he thought it was in the past and has finally made it to the big leagues. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. This has nothing to do with baseball, but I wanted to make sure you knew about that before the All-Star break. What just happened? Why are you on the floor? Are you okay? What just happened?
Good morning.
Oh, no.
Good
morning. Oh, my gosh. I'm only laughing if you're okay. Oh. Did you just die? What?
I broke the chair.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay,
oh,
this is from my perspective. Sean Marash, who's part of the DA show for a little while longer, he just comes into the studio at my invitation, so he wasn't invading, and I hear a crash and look over, and you were on the floor.
I'm so embarrassed.
What just happened?
I sat down in the chair, just came away. I don't know what just cracked off.
But you have a piece in your hand, so something broke. When he's not choking on marshmallows as part of Chubby Bunny, he's breaking chairs. Was it a wheel that cracked in half?
I don't even. I'll look after the show is over. Right now, the chair is firmly in place.
Should we have someone else sit down in it and see if they fall over too?
The good news is Schwartz will at 6:30 a.m.
So Peter Schwartz?
You know what? Perfect. I'm not going to tell him.
6:30 a.m. Eastern time? Okay,
no.
So no one missed that. Well, would a cupcake make you feel better?
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't make the chair feel better. Perhaps that's a sign.
Forget the chair. I'm only worried about you. Yes. And I would like it on record as and we need to know that I asked about you and if you were okay.
Yes.
Because I hear a crash and I look over and there you are on the floor.
I feel like Kramer coming in on Seinfeld. Just
oh, no. Okay, so the reason I'm asking you to come in here is, well, twofold. Number one, I guess, because I need someone to sit in that chair and make sure it was actually broken. Just kidding. I didn't know that it was broken. I didn't know. But I promised you and Andrew Bogish cupcakes this morning.
Yes.
So here's what happened. I want you to know why they're ugly. But here, you can smell.
Ugly?
Ooh, just smell them. Go ahead and smell how yummy the festive Funfetti cupcakes are. Okay, well, you can
hold
on to them for now.
Chocolate is the best smelling frosting.
You're going to bring one. You're going to eat one. You're going to take one with you. Or two, if you like. But here's the problem. They're ugly. No. Wait, let me tell you. I almost cried. I want you to know. I was emotionally invested and I nearly cried.
Aw, you mean not over cupcakes?
No, seriously, over cupcakes. And because I was so happy to bring in the festive July 4th decorated Funfetti cupcakes with the red, white, and blue sprinkles. I'm getting close to the Lincoln Tunnel. Okay, so CBS Radio headquarters is in New York City, for those of you who don't know. The commute was brutal last night. So much traffic, construction, the tunnel's backed up. Some dodo gets confused about what lane he's in. Don't ask me why. At the last second, we're headed for a split, a fork. He decides...
A fork in the road.
A fork in the road. Well, a fork in the feed into the tunnel. He decides he's going left. He wants to go right.
But
he doesn't give himself enough room to brake and go right. So instead, he nearly hits a barrier. He ends up horizontal across two lanes. Oh. So because of that, I'm feeding downhill into the Lincoln Tunnel. I have to slam my brakes on. I stop, thankfully, because Princess Leia has the Force and great brakes. But the cupcakes do not. So the cupcakes in their Tupperware, they're on the passenger seat.
You didn't do the move? Put your arm out to stop?
No, it was one of those that happened so quickly. And maybe if it was a child, I would have, but it was cupcakes. Anyway, so I slam on my brakes. I'm just like, no, thinking I'm going to hit him. I don't. But the cupcakes, they have inertia. They keep going. They flip upside down in their Tupperware. They're smashed all to hell. So while I'm going through the Lincoln Tunnel, I reach over and pick them up like you're not supposed to be doing. I open them while I'm in the Lincoln Tunnel because I'm so upset. I'm nearly crying because the cupcakes are smashed. I can see the top has got chocolate all over it, the Tupperware. So I get chocolate in my pants. I open up the Tupperware. There's sprinkles everywhere. I get into work and I try to fix them, but they're malfunctioned. No, they're malnourished. They're disformed. What's malformed? What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. If you're asking me to have words,
it's like when disfigured. They're disfigured and formed so grotesquely now.
Well, it's not the prettiest cupcakes, but I would say
They were the prettiest cupcakes. But, and then I had to slam on the brakes and they went flying. And so I nearly cried.
You're forgetting one important thing, Amy. And that is that me and Andrew Bogish, who are going to eat some of these cupcakes, we don't care how they look. We care how they taste.
But you did just say, I mean, they're kind of ugly.
Yeah, but when I am driving home today I'm going to be thinking about how good these taste because you're the best baker pound for pound.
Were so pretty.
That's all right. Look, you save the sprinkles for a Ranger playoff run next year and we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, they were beautiful. I finally figured out how to frost cupcakes. They were puffy. That was the thing. There was a puff of chocolate frosting on top.
It smells good. The chocolate's puffing in my nose right now.
And now they're disfigured.
Well, that's okay.
I don't turn any of them away.
Adults.
Okay.
Same thing.
All right. Well, just hopefully once you take a bite out of them, you'll forget that the cupcakes were ugly.
Me and Andrew Bogish have a pack. We're going to start the show at 6 by biting into the cupcakes.
A.M. Eastern time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. 3 a.m. Pacific.
Right. So I just wanted to let you know that in case you notice that they look a little funny, there's a reason for it.
They're not as disfigured as the chair.
That's true. I mean, the cupcakes didn't matter after you broke a chair and ended up on the floor. I can't believe that happened.
I can't either. But that's okay.
How would you feel about Kim Kardashian and Tom Brady, by the way?
Good for both of them.
You know, would it be an upgrade for both of them?
Yes, I think so.
I think
Tom Brady would stabilize Kim Kardashian a little bit. She's too in love with her own family. She needs to branch out.
She does need to branch out.
You know, Brady's got his own kids. Brady's kids being brother or sister with Kanye West kids is an amazing dynamic. And I think Brady, you know what? That's a good at Giselle. Guess what? You think that, you know, you made all this money as a mom. Guess what? I'm with the Kardashian now. I'm pro that.
And how about this? Keeping Up with the Kardashians would have millions of new viewers if Tom Brady was at dinner.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. We discovered that earlier. Reality TV like it's never been before.
And it's the spinoff now, whatever it is called now. It's not Keeping Up with the
Kardashians. Oh, no, it still is. They're in season number something something.
Oh, it's not on E anymore. It's on like Hulu or something.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's still the same show.
Yeah. Well, my wife watches. So. Oh. That's the only reason I'm aware.
We're talking about guilty pleasure reality TV this morning. I watched The Newlyweds. What did you watch?
Real Housewives of New Jersey. Obsessed. Still obsessed with Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Obsessed.
Should have known.
Below Deck I've gotten into a little bit.
So producer Jay's sister apparently loves it. Why?
It's just fascinating because you feel like you're doing like the rich versus like worker dynamic, but then boating and beautiful scenes. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a lot of that. Yeah. But any Real Housewives I could sink my teeth into, I am there for it. I will punt watching a football game to watch a good reunion.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm all in.
Okay. I shouldn't have been worried about ugly cupcakes because you've got a lot more going on here. Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. They still have sprinkles,
but they're ugly.
We've waited literally all week for these cupcakes.
Did you bruise your tailbone? I'm a little concerned.
This is going to be one of those I'm going to find out after the show today how hard I am. I'm just going to have adrenaline push through because I'm still really embarrassed.
You're going to need some Aleve.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for my cupcakes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Eat them anyway, even though they're ugly.
I will. Me and Bogus. Let's go.
All right. The DA show's coming up next with Sean and Andrew and no DA. I mean.
Have we seen DA in like a month? I haven't.
I mean, he's your BFF. Careful of the chair, will you please?
I'm standing up. Goodbye. Enjoy. Goodbye.
And as for the rest of you, guilty pleasure reality TV show on it. Social media, not Threads. We're back Sunday night. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!